Thank you for calling customer support. This is Asia. How can I assist you?
Well, I was just trying to use my PayPal and it said that my card was declined.
You tried to use PayPal?
Or unless it was my credit card, but what, I don't know. Maybe it was them. Is this PayPal or what?
No, this isn't PayPal, ma'am. Sorry.
Is it 888-230-3563?
This is not PayPal, ma'am.
No, I know. I'm asking, is the, it says customer support, and that's what I'm calling, 3563. I'm trying to claim this stupid free gift that they're going to give me. What's going on? It says order number 7B4CF56C2F.
Well, this isn't PayPal. I'm not sure what it is that you ordered. Was it like what was it? Is it a dietary supplement?
No, it's to fill out a survey and then you get these ear pods. But never mind, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out on my own.
We do have AirPods here, but let me. Okay, so did you create an account? You had to create an account.
I don't think so. It just said do this survey, and then I did it, and then it says, okay, now you can pick either this, you know, a Fitbit type watch thing or ear pods. And I chose the ear pods.
Okay, and did you put any information in, any personal info?
Yeah, and then it said select credit card, and I selected my venture card, Capital One. You know, it said shipping is $6.95 or something. Maybe I'll just cancel it, I guess. It must be.
So if it didn't accept your card, that means your account is not, like, we don't have your account. But I could actually try to pull it up and see if it went through. Let me get your zip code.
It's 68601. Yeah, all my info's on there. And
first and last name?
Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Roback, R-O-B-A-K.
Can I get your address?
1 Clear Lake, Columbus, Nebraska, 68601.
Oh, okay. So here it says you sign up for the Smart Health Watch and the Wireless Mini AirPods. So it seems here that your bank declined the Smart Health Watch that was applied to your account.
Yeah, I didn't do any watch.
You didn't do a watch? Okay.
No, it was just an AirPod for shipping that $6.95. That's what it's saying right here on my screen.
Okay. So, yeah, I see here that you did sign up for the wireless. So it did go through.
Okay, so... Well, it says order now, but maybe that's for that other thing I get. Well, no, it says wireless AirPods at the top. And shipping and handling is $6.95, the total $6.95, and then it asked me for all my shipping and payment information, and I gave my card.
Did you sign up for, you signed up for the Smart Health Watch, so do you know the price of that watch? It's
$59.95. No, I didn't sign up for any watch. Yeah, that's like a no. I did not sign up for that.
The AirPods.
And if I did, it was.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You can go ahead,
AirPod,
ma'am.
Well, so is there AirPods or no AirPods? I didn't get no watch because I don't need a watch. I have a watch.
So you did get the AirPods, but you know the AirPods are $59.95.
Well, they're not $6.95 for shipping?
You pay
for
shipping.
Cancel this whole thing.
Okay.
Well, okay, I pay for shipping, but I still got to pay $60 for AirPods when it says that they're free? Right,
yeah.
Up here?
Mm-hmm. That's why I let you know.
Okay. I'll just remember not to do that anymore. I mean, why would it say $6.95? Didn't it just go through on my Capital One is $6.95?
I just refunded you, ma'am. One moment. I just refunded you, so you won't receive any charges going forward. Your account is canceled out. Everything is canceled, so it won't be shipped out to you. You did pay the $6.95, but that'll be back into your account about 3 to 5 business days. And I do have a cancellation number. Huh?
Okay. The thing is, okay, I see that it's charged my card $6.95. So where are you coming up with this $60 for these ear pods? I thought they were free and I just pay for the shipping on them.
Ma'am, I'm just letting you know the information that I have here in front of me about the products that you chose. Although it did say it was free, ma'am, you just put your card on file. You had to pay for shipping. And I'm just letting you know if there is a 14-day trial. If you don't cancel within your 14-day trial, you will be charged full amount for their product.
Okay. Thank you. I'm done. Hopefully it'll cancel it.
It's canceled, ma'am. You'll receive a cancellation email in about 24 to 48 hours and 3 to 5 business days. That $6 will be back in your account. I do have a cancellation number here for you. Whenever you're ready to take it down, just let me know.
Go ahead.
C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
7. B as in boy. 4.
That's it.
No, 4, C as in cat, F as in frog, 5, 6, C as in cat, 2, F as in frog.
Okay, C, 7, B, 4, C, F, 5, 6, C, Z, F, is that a Z or a 2? It must be a 2.
Huh? Yeah, 2F.
Okay. Sorry to bother you guys. I'm just, you know, I don't know why these stupid surveys pop up when I'm trying to do something important. Whatever. It's a long story, but okay, as long as this stupid thing's canceled, I guess got to be more aware that they're trying to pull a fast one. And it sucks. So, all right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.